opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show, along with our other co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews.
Still haven't figured out what the most.
With
what
the most.
The what the most is.
With the most everything.
So
everything. And we also have some guests with us, Tim and Jennifer.
Got a full house.
Full house. Our phone number here, if you'd like to call, we'd like to hear from you. We want you to call and tell us how great we are. Our number is 53. Yeah.
R and
call and give us, you know, tributes. 530-605-4567. If you don't want to call and you just want to tell text Elle, tell her how good we were. Her number is
707-499-8999.
And you can listen to us at this link, KCNR1460.com. And sponsor. We have one more sponsor announcement tonight.
Tyler.
Absolutely. New Life Discovery Project. Discover the life that you deserve. New Life Discovery Project is a full life developmental community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and have bondage to addiction, homelessness, or incarceration. They have a four-part module aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized, supportive, compassionate care. They believe in treating the core issues to help you heal for long-term recovery. Visit them online at newlifedp.org, or you can give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345, or visit them at 1245 Pine Street in downtown Reading. Thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring the Ask Elle program.
Thank you, Tyler.
Well,
appreciate
that.
Yeah, that was good. You did good. There'll be more of that coming up later.
Absolutely.
Talking more about that.
So, Elle.
Yeah.
What the L are we talking about tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to be talking about what's next.
What's next?
Yeah. And the reason why we're talking about what's next is because tonight's our last show for a while. We're taking a pause. We're sad about it, but we have some pretty big commitments that are taking up a lot of our time. One of the reasons we have some special guests in our studio tonight, Tim Weatherall, the Executive Director of New Life Discovery Project, and Ron and Lenny are also on the board of the New Life Discovery Project. Jennifer has just joined us as the Supervising Director for our upcoming intensive outpatient part of our program, so we got some exciting stuff, and hence the reason why we're taking a pause on the radio show.
Oh, come on. Let's tell
that sums up my...
Well, let's tell them the real truth. NBC has picked this up, and we're all moving to New York.
Oh, man. Don't even start.
Tyler, we're not bringing you with us.
Oh, come on.
That's true.
Well, they have their own big producers.
Oh,
so I couldn't negotiate that part in there. Yeah, so we're going to New York.
We're so lucky to have you, Ron.
Yeah, well, I know, right? All right.
Took us right to stardom.
Yes, I told you we'd get there in a year or so.
Even if it's fake.
Fake news.
The fake news. So tonight's show is really, this is our last show for a while. We're putting a pause on it so that we can all pursue and live into other commitments that we have. So tonight's show is really kind of just a chat about what's next, what's coming up next for Ron, what's coming up next for Lenny, for me. And Tyler, I don't know if you're probably sticking around.
Yeah, I'm here. Baseball's coming up.
Yeah. And Jennifer and Tim are a big part of what's coming up next. So I want to hear from you guys. Speak up.
She wants us to get our small little nugget out of the way.
Right, there's nothing small about Ladies what first. You guys do. Lenny's got some big projects coming up. She was talking about it in the pre-show.
Let's hear about your projects.
Talk about stardom. No, Ron, I think you should go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because you were the first co-host.
Oh, true. I was. Yeah. What am I going to do after we have no more Tuesday night shows?
What aren't you going to do?
What aren't
I mean,
I do?
Really.
I don't know. No, I want to fix the ultralight for one thing.
I'm so excited about that.
I've had all most of my friends are saying, Ron, you've already used up 6 of your 9 lives. You sure you want to do that?
That ultralight is a boy.
I know. I'm going to fix that. You'll see that pink thing flying all over the place sometime in the next, I don't know, 6 months maybe.
It's like being on a motorcycle in the air.
Exactly. You'll see me over Sundown Bridge waving at you. Mm-hmm. All those homes along the bluffs, you know.
We can't see you waving. We just see the pink.
Well, true.
So, it's a pink thing. What's your altitude? How high do you go?
I've been up as high as 10,000 feet.
Lord have mercy.
And it was very, very cold up there.
Was it hard to breathe?
Yeah, there's a little thin up there, but yeah, 10,000 feet. But typically I fly at 5 or 10 feet off the ground.
5 or 10
mm-hmm.
feet?
Yeah, when I go out and chase.
But you went to 10,000?
10,000, yeah. I just went in a circle all the way up to 10,000 feet above Benton Airfield. I was looking straight.
Wow, was the Earth starting to curve?
Yeah, almost.
Get out of here.
It was flat. It was flat.
It was very cold up
was,
there.
Is that even safe to
well,
go
yeah,
that high?
Why not?
Just rubbing his face.
No, come on.
10,000 feet.
Really?
It was 110 on the ground. I thought I'd go cool off. I was wearing tank top, shorts, and flip-flops. Well, when I got to 10,000 feet, that's really cold up there. And the wind chill factor, you know. Ooh, I could only stay up there for a minute, and then I had to drop back
down. Do you
down.
Think you could go as high as you wanted in there?
No, no. When your air gets too thin,
it'll stall.
As a carburetor, so yeah. You know, I think that thing will go up to probably 13,000 feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll take a while to get there. So anyway, I'm going to fix that. What else am I going to do? Have more, I don't know, do more things with Harlow again.
There you go. That's awesome.
Yeah. Everybody, you know, more people at the cruise, all the spectators, more people knew him than they knew
I
me.
Know.
Oh,
they're
Harlow's
all,
famous.
He's famous. They're like,
he's
Harlow.
He's Facebook famous.
I'm like, Harlow, who is that? Yeah, no, he is very famous.
He's famous.
But anyway,
famous.
That's really awesome.
What aren't you going to do? You were just pretty gearing up for the summer weather and all the activities that are coming.
Yeah.
How's Bubbles coming along?
Bubbles just, is his one of his planes.
Well, yeah, well, Katie's plane that I use.
Oh, Katie's plane. Okay.
But it's almost done. He just called me today.
So you're going to be doing a lot of flying.
Like I always do, though. You know, I haven't been up for a month. And all
I know it.
At the car show, everybody's like, hey, where's the pictures of the lake, man?
Exactly.
When it's full. I don't have any of it full.
Well, so, we depend on you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get up there within the next week, I think. So watch for my pictures. What else am I going to do? Let me think about it for a minute. You go ahead.
You've had a long time to think about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been busy. I've been 10 days in the Cool Leaper Nights.
There was, just so you know, there was no pre-planning for this show.
By the way, now that I mentioned
tonight.
Car shows, I can announce it now, I'm pretty sure.
Hot August.
No, Benton Airport.
Yes.
Air Center is reopening, has reopened, actually.
Hallelujah.
The maintenance department's open. They've been fixing planes for a while now. Flight school's coming back, and the cafe.
Yes.
Just coming back.
That's amazing. And the owners that had it running so well are coming back.
Oh, the original.
They were amazing.
They're coming back.
And fuel, of course.
And fuel, yeah. They started that a couple months ago. So
that's awesome.
I don't have to fly to Reading
to
buy gas. I don't have to burn 5 gallons to go buy gas. That's nice. So I have the bringing Father's Day back this year.
Oh, the fly-in.
The car show.
The fly-in.
A little bit of cars. The fly-in, the plane rides, helicopter
rides.
Pancake breakfast.
Yeah, that's always a great event.
So the new owner wants to bring everything back and plus more.
I love
that. That's awesome.
That.
I'm so excited. What a great thing to have come back.
We just had a meeting a couple weeks ago. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Something for everybody to look forward to Father's Day because we haven't had it for 2 years?
Yeah.
At least.
Wow.
Two years.
That time flies.
Yeah, and people have been asking me all this time, when's the cafe opening? Because everybody loves to go there, watch planes, have a mimosa.
It's an experience. It's a destination spot.
So that's coming. I forgot all about that. There might be more, but
there's a lot going to be going on. Well, I'm going to interrupt right now really quick. I know you were waving at Lenny to say something, but I texted all of you. Well, I didn't text you, Tim, sorry. You're not on our Facebook or our circle on Messenger, but the Michaels, who listen to us faithfully every week,
Michaels,
sent us a very sad face picture listening to the final show of our favorite radio show. Oh, I didn't send it to you either, Tyler.
That's okay.
It's just a sad, it's a really cute sad face. So to the Michaels, we really appreciate your
Loyalty.
Well,
loyalty.
They're the ones that boosted up to the NBC.
Everybody's favorite callers, the Michaels.
Favorite callers, favorite listeners, favorite family members. Love you guys. Thank you. Thank you for your loyalty. Got some other family members, but I know we're going to take a break soon. But before we do, I do want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Shiloh. Her birthday's tomorrow, but this is going to be the last opportunity I have to wish somebody in my family
happy birthday.
Shiloh. So tomorrow is her birthday, and I have another special little bit of information to share around her birthday, but I'll do that later when we talk about some other things. But happy birthday, Shiloh. Love you.
Yes.
Very proud
birthday.
Of you. Oh, and you know what? It's time for a break.
Oh, okay.
Oh, were we going to sing? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shiloh. Happy birthday to you.
Let's take a break.
And we're taking a break. Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good evening, and you're listening to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
Hey, this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show, along with our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, better known as Coconut.
Coconut. This just reminds me of that song. Put the lime in the coconut.
That would be
put it all together.
Hey, our phone number here is 530-605-4567, in case you want to call and, you know, give us a...
That noise in the background is Tim finishing that song.
You can also listen to us at KCNR1460.com. And if you're too shy to call, you can...
707-499-8999.
You can text that number. Okay. Tyler.
Yes.
Can you tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. Discover the life that you deserve with New Life Discovery Project, the whole life developmental community whose vision is to provide the most powerful developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and society because of bondage to addiction and homelessness and other life challenges. They have a 4-module program aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized supportive compassionate care. They believe in treating the core issues to help for long-term recovery. You can visit them online at newlifedp.org, or you can give them a call at 530-999-8345, or visit them at 1245 Pine Street in downtown Reading. Thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler.
And you're welcome.
Okay. All right, Elle. We are back from break.
We are back from break. And prior to the break, I made an announcement about my daughter's. It's my daughter's birthday. And, of course, I had to say that one first. She's my daughter. But it's not the only special birthday. What was in that soda, Lenny? It's not the only special birthday. We have several special birthdays, and everybody's going to, each one's going to get their own announcement. But as you guys know, Michael, my nephew, listens faithfully, and it's his birthday tomorrow as well, May 1st. So, Michael, we love you. Again, thank you for your loyalty. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, and Michael.
Wish we could spend it with you. We get to kind of spend it with you here on the air.
Happy day, Michael.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Are we going to sing? No, we're not going to sing again. Okay, moving along, what are we talking about tonight? We are talking about, this is our last show for a while. We're taking a pause on this radio show, so we're kind of just ad-libbing it tonight and talking about what's coming next for each of us. And Ron shared a little bit about what is coming for him, which is not much different than what he normally does, airplanes and cars.
Nope. The only difference is I have one extra night to do something.
One extra night. It's just been a great time with you guys.
It's been fun.
I think we should get together on Tuesdays.
Break
bread or something.
Well, we can talk about that. Yeah.
Yep. We're planning on it. We're planning on doing Tuesday nights, doing something on Tuesday. Maybe not every Tuesday night, but.
First Tuesday of the month when you get paid, Ron.
That's right. When you run into a little bit of money.
Oh, we got a caller.
We have a caller, and Michael.
Surprise! It's Michael.
Hey!
Happy birthday, Michael! Thank you for calling in. I love you, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Michael. I love you too. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for listening in. We're gonna miss having you being a part of our show on a regular basis.
I don't know what I'm going to do with my Tuesday nights anymore. Mm. It's like I get a little date with my auntie every week.
I know.
Oh, yeah, well, you can always call that 707 number. The 8999.
I could repeat it. Thank you for listening.
I'm so happy for you guys, and congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't wait till you're back.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. So, all right, well, love you guys.
Love you too, Michael. Love both of you.
Hey, both, all right, Michaels. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Lenny.
What?
We're going to go to you. What are you going to do with all your free time now?
I heard a rumor.
We heard some rumors. Our pre-show meeting.
Belly dancing.
Is there any
like
truth
that?
To it? That is not what she said.
Oh, I thought she said belly dancing.
There was a poll involved.
Ooh.
You guys are ruining the whole thing.
No, that is good.
No, I really, if it's a little personal, I don't think I'm going to share.
You're sharing.
All right.
Somebody twist her arm.
Well.
She always shares.
You know, I have this boat.
Oh, I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Are you going to start water skiing again?
Will you stop?
You
wrecked it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Are you?
Well, I am going to. I turned.
She used to be competition.
For God's sake.
Competitive.
Can I just get a word
she
in?
She was amazing. You know those women that triple stack on top of each other and ski?
Yeah,
off a ramp, and don't lose.
The flag, yeah.
That's Lynn.
Snow skis,
water skis, she could do it all.
Yeah, she did.
But and you were saying...
and then some.
Well, anyway.
Back to the skis.
You have a boat. You're buying dinner.
I did buy dinner.
No, you didn't. I didn't eat any.
Well, that's not my fault.
Okay, so I'm going to be 60...
Something.
How old? Ron.
Eight.
Okay. I'm going to be 68 this year, and I have stayed in pretty good shape, but not in the kind of shape that you need to do a water ski activity, because if you don't want to get hurt, your upper body has to be strong, your upper legs, and especially your lower back. So in order to strengthen your lower back, your abs support your lower back. So I am going to the gym. I am going get into water ski shape. And I am going to dust off my ski.
Mm.
And I'm going to ski this year. Only I'm
so excited. Can I drive the boat?
After I teach you.
I know how to drive a boat.
I can drive a boat.
Okay.
It's a steering wheel.
Okay, Ron, you're going to drive the boat.
First skier. Different first skier.
Yeah, I'll be left at Bridge Bay when you're going around the corner up there, way down there with my ski in the air.
Hey, I can follow you in the ultralight, too.
Oh, nifty. Actually,
we could make a deck out of it.
We could put a rope hanging off the ultralight,
yes.
And I could ski behind that.
Yes, I want to see.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that.
I think the FAA might have something against that, but I don't know.
Maybe.
Well, it's kind of like parasailing.
They won't know if they don't see you. GoPro, yes.
So
I'm so excited to hear this.
I'm going
to
do that, but I need to be careful because when you fall, I have a tournament water ski with suicide bindings. So the only way you get out of the ski is to either take it off or fall. Really hard.
Mm.
And I don't want to, you know, I've had neck surgery because of that. Because get a lot of whiplash when you fall. So, anyway, I'm going to do that. And there's one other thing. I have danced a lot in my life.
Yes, you have. And you still dance.
Yes, I do.
Quite well.
I karaoke.
Thank you.
We can't go out with her.
yeah.
Only when you're drinking. But I have done tap, ballet, modern jazz, swing, two-step. It's noisy in there.
We can hear every noise in there, Tyler.
And a little bit of line. Oh, and I even did clogging with Patty Bay for a while. So, but there is one dance that I have not done, and no, it's not belly dancing. It is pole dancing, and I'm going to learn.
You are. You weren't kidding.
Huh?
You were not kidding.
No. I'm going to
try.
They're still going to do pole dancing.
Yeah, I'm just not going to wear the outfit.
Oh, you're going to do it naked?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll get a job anywhere doing that, right? No, I'll find something cute, but hot pants or.
I love it. Lenny, you can do whatever you put your mind to. You've got that kind of spirit. I'm looking over at the booth. Tyler, there's no sense doing sign language. We can hear everything going on in the booth. He's lifting his hands. We have a caller, and it's Tanya. And Tanya, are you there? Tanya's not there. Tanya?
Did we hang up on Tanya?
What?
Tanya, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Tanya. I know who you are now. Now that I heard your voice.
I know, that's the voice. I just want to thank you for your program, because it's taken what I know about God, and it's taken it to a deeper level.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And I'm able to share with other people, not necessarily side-swiping them with God, but friction or the... you know what I'm talking about.
Quantum physics.
The football thing.
Yeah.
And it pass it down. If I would have known that you had a radio program, I would have been listening. But this call is to thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.
For helping me think better, to make decisions better. I love you, Elle. Lord bless you.
I love you, Tanya. Thank you. And Tanya's calling and talking about our new life discovery project.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So we'll get into that. Thank you, Tanya. I love you, too. Thank you so much.
Good evening.
All right. Bye. That was sweet.
Yeah, very.
So it's a good time to segue into that, but we're not going to because we're going to take a commercial break first and be back in a couple minutes, and then we'll carry on with the show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
You're around, Lenny. Oh, by the way, you're listening to the Ask Elle Show, and this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show, along with Dancing Coco, co-host with the most
tonight.
Lenny Matthews, along with our guests Tim and Jennifer, who will be speaking soon here. Our phone number is 530-605-4567. Please call in and wish us well and give us all kinds
call in and tell us how wonderful we are.
Yeah, tell us how wonderful
we are. That's what he's really
are.
Saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say it without saying it.
Would you just stroke our ego?
You can also,
for God's sake.
Or you can text Elle at her number.
707-499-8999.
And Tyler, would you like to
answer the phone?
Answer the phone.
Well, why don't we have the executive director that's sitting in our studio with us.
Why don't we have him tell us
about and talk about New Life Discovery. Our sponsor is New Life Discovery Project, and we just put him on the spot. He wasn't.
I think I was just set up.
Yeah.
You've only got 30 seconds.
Yeah, make it
oh, okay. Stuff. So, well, New Life Discovery Project is really about helping people discover a better life. Sometimes I say it's taking people who are living to survive and helping them have a life that thrives. So we're kind of a whole life approach to homelessness, addiction, people coming out of incarceration and special populations. So, and we offer housing, safe communities, and a variety of services with our community partners.
Thank you, Tim.
We love you.
Thank you for doing that. I mean, you're the executive director, but still being put on the spot to do a commercial is
good job.
The pressure.
The phone number.
She did it.
Oh, what is the phone number? 530-999-8345?
Yes, or 707-499-8999. Either one. Usually people call my number more than anything else.
Well,
because,
Well, thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sponsoring us, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Thank you very much. So
we're back.
We're back, and Lenny was talking about doing magical things on water skis and
Poles.
We were talking about pasties, poles, and water skis and whatnot.
No pasties.
That was my question.
This is a really odd show for
us. I think that it would be really fun to do and really good exercise, and it would be a fun girls' night to have one at home and just invite the girls over and have a little wine and everybody have a run at the pool.
I see Jennifer shaking her head, nodding yes.
Why not? Yes. It would be so fun. And then watch a funny movie or something.
That would be awesome.
I mean, really, though, think about it, ladies. Be honest. Wouldn't you love to have take a spin on one, see if you could do it?
Yes.
It would be fun.
I think it would be.
For the ladies, I mean.
I don't care how old you are, you can do anything.
Yeah, yep. I agree.
As long as you're appropriate with it. Oh, seriously.
What is the point?
Yeah, exactly, Kim.
Kim, wow.
Good job.
Well, listen, we have a caller, and we have Pat from Arizona. On the line.
I guess we don't. Looks like you hung up.
Pat.
We had four calls at once. Everybody wants to talk to you guys.
Oh, we did?
Yep,
oh,
and everybody, yeah. So I'm trying to get them back on the air.
That's why the phone was ringing like crazy. The phone was ringing like crazy.
Yeah, you guys are very popular.
Thank you for calling in.
So, finally, my last thing is I think it would be really, really fun because this group has gotten to be extremely close.
Yeah.
Outside of the show.
Truly.
My inner circle, my top five, level five friends. Actually, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 of us, but, level fives, which is a big deal for me. I think that we should take a little mini vacay.
I love it.
While we're gone off the air and go do something fun. We've all worked hard. I think we deserve it, and I think it would be an absolute blast.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
And then we can talk about it when we come back.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Oh, I have a program like that. Yeah.
So.
Sounds good.
That would be a good show, just road tripping.
Mm-hmm.
Talking from the road.
Yep.
I can hear that phone going crazy back there, but I don't see anybody on the board.
I'm telling you, it's always the last.
I am hearing, I'm getting texts saying that they're trying to call in. I'm sorry, I don't know what's going on with the phones, but.
We're being flooded, actually.
Okay.
Well, until the next one comes in.
Well, Lenny, that sounds, see, you got some great stuff lined up for your summer.
No rest for the wicked.
Why should you rest? Rest is overrated.
If you don't use it, you lose it, so.
That's true.
One
way or the other.
Yeah, I'm going to keep using it. That's it. That's all I got, except for a really, really fun summer on a really full lake with all my good friends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
looking forward to it.
Fun boat.
Yeah.
This year. I'll actually make it out there on it.
You better.
Yeah.
We're going to do some boat camping.
Now somebody's on the phone. Tom.
Okay. We have Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Are you there? I thought I heard it. Tom?
We got a dial tone.
they're messing with
us.
We're gonna call and hang up just to mess with
them. They're pranking us.
Give them a bunch of different names.
It was that pole thing scared them to death.
Probably.
Traumatized. Well, I am gonna talk about New Life Discovery Project for a second. Actually, Tim's going to talk about it. But as you know, that has been something that has kept me very, very busy this past year.
Yep.
Brutally busy. Yep. And worth it. It's been an incredible experience. It was the brainchild of Tim, who's in our studio with us, and it was his idea to start this, and then the three of us, Tim, Brent, and I, kind of spearheaded the starting. We didn't know what it was going to look like, and now it looks like something beyond what we could have imagined it would have turned into. So that's one of the main reasons I'm the program director for New Life Discovery Project, and just diving into that with all my heart and soul, continuing to dive into it with all my heart and soul. And I brought Tim into the studio because I wanted him to talk a little bit about it. He did a good job on our commercial, so we'll see how he does talking about it. And then Jennifer also, because Jennifer, everybody in the studio right now is a part of this project and has skin in the game in this project. And Tim, tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like you mentioned, we didn't really know what it looked like. Or maybe a better way to say it is that we had an idea of what we thought it would look like, and then it became something entirely different.
And bigger and better.
Bigger and better. And one of the takeaways for me is that sometimes the way you achieve the goals doesn't look like the way you thought you would. And for New Life, it's been kind of a journey of holding to some core values about helping people by valuing them, seeing them, mm-hmm. hearing them, establishing a safe community where people feel like they're part of something and they know that the people around them who are caring for them and helping them actually do care and want to help. And when I started it, I had a really kind of defined idea of what that might look like. And then as we got into it and just the mess of startups and sometimes just trying to survive and the chaos, some really cool things came out of it. And I think one of them was opening ourselves up to work with community partners who had core skills and expertise in areas that we didn't. And the benefit of working with the community rather than being closed and trying to do all of the things ourselves was just, has been amazing how many people have kind of come in with us and said, no, we would like to partner with you. And we can offer amazing, that service, yeah. It, you know. And then the thing that has just really, I think, shocked me is the power of community. Mm-hmm. All we really had to offer in the early days when we started was a place for people to be where they could stay clean, remain clean, and know that they were loved. Mm-hmm. And that's really about it.
That was powerful.
We wanted a whole lot more, but that was
what we could afford.
Really about it, right? But just that simple thing began to transform lives in ways that were amazingly surprising. So now we're headed into a direction. We just opened what used to be the old Smart Center on Placer as a community resource center to provide community support. We'll be doing mental health and intensive outpatient with one of our community partners, North American Mental Health, and then we'll be moving in, and we're in the process of getting our own intensive outpatient, SUD and stuff going.
And people can donate to the thrift shop.
Yes, and we do have the thrift shop on Cypress along with the car wash.
Car wash, if you want a car wash, that helps New Life.
It does.
We have taken over three hotels so far that we are housing people in and really learned, like you said, Tim, we've just really learned the value of plugging people into the community. Syncing up with different agencies in the community, you know, whether it's Empire, whether it's Visions, whether it's Aegis, and which is why we have Jennifer here. We proselytized Jennifer, and now she's going to be the supervisor of our IOP program. She'll get a chance to talk here in a minute. But, it's been amazing. This has taken on its own force and its own life and grown beyond our dreams and expanded out to every agency in the community. We lock arms with just about every agency in the community. We work hand in hand with on some level that regarding people and people needing housing and people needing help and people needing stability, whether it's mental health, whether it's drug and alcohol support, but people coming out of prison, we're giving them an opportunity, and they're making it. They're the ones that's making it. I mean, to go over to these places and see them, you know, they took some of our residents took the old pool area and made a garden, built garden boxes. They got Home Depot and a couple other places to donate to us, and then put beds in that place so that they can grow fresh herbs and spices for the meals that a lot of the residents participate. We have a kitchen staff. We have a case manager staff. We have people that it's just an incredible, incredible group of the clients themselves participate in making this a great program as well. So tomorrow is the year anniversary. I said I was going to talk about more birthdays.
Yes.
And tomorrow is not just Michael's birthday, not just Shiloh's birthday, but it is the year anniversary of New Life Discovery. We opened the doors a year ago. Again, seems not like really knowing what we were going to be when we
doesn't
did that.
Doesn't seem like a year.
Yeah.
No.
So do you have a separate kitchen and cooking service for each hotel that you have? Or do they all go and eat? Are they close enough together?
We will. I'll tell you. We'll address that right after the break because I can see the light, and it's time for us to take a break.
All right.
So rather than get into that, we'll get into it afterwards.
Okay.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Rolling. You are rolling right on into the Ask Elle Show. And this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Show. And we also have with us our co-host with the most, Coconut Lenny Matthews. Our phone number here, and it's burning.
We got a lot of people on the phone right now.
530-605-4567. What are we going to do next? Take the calls?
We're going to take calls because we got a lot of callers in, and then
we have. I think this is Tom, and then Pat, and then there's Sue.
Okay. Tom, are you there?
No.
Tom. Oh, God damn it. Tyler.
We can hear. We can hear you. Say.
Don't say any bad words.
Oh, he's Tyler is holding his head and screaming.
Too many
in the booth, and I'm not sure. Tom, are you there?
Anybody?
Can you hear me?
Oh.
Hello? Oh, I know you're on the phone because I can hear that accent. Hi, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Great to hear from you. Thank you for being a loyal listener all the way from Ohio.
Yes. Well, you can tell I'm not from, or actually from Ohio, but I just want to give y'all a shout out. Michael introduced me to the show back in September, and I've been listening pretty much every Tuesday since.
Love it.
Y'all've had a lot of great topics, and a lot of it, there's been times where it would resonate with me, and I was able to think about certain things on how to apply it to myself. So I really appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Appreciate you, too. And we call him Tom because Tom stands for the other Michael.
T-O-M.
Thank my future mother-in-law, Mama Jeanette.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a name, and I just adored it from day one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get to see her tonight.
I'll keep y'all, because I know y'all got a lot of callers, but
okay. Love you. Thank you for calling.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Look, we have the dump button.
Who?
Who next?
All right, let's see who's next. I think we got a Pat on the air.
Pat. Now I know who this is. Pat, can you hear us? I mean, can we hear you? Are you there?
Oh. Hello?
I don't think he's there.
He was saying that he could hear us, but we couldn't hear him.
Well, call back, Pat.
Okay. All right. Well.
Is there anybody else on?
There are two on hold, he said, but.
Did we lose them?
I think we did. We got overloaded, man. Overloaded. We don't usually get five calls at once.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much for the calls and the support.
We are wildly, hugely popular.
Got a text from Joni. Joni's another faithful listener, and she said, if I don't get through, I just want to wish everyone well. She's enjoyed spending her Tuesday nights with us. Friends that she's never met. And the show's created a sense of community, just like the community that we've created with our work. So he's very proud of that.
Thank you, Joni.
Thank you, Joni.
That's very nice.
Love you. Glad appreciate could, your constant support, your weekly support, all the way on the East Coast, New Jersey.
Wow.
Listening to us weekly.
We are big time, aren't we?
Yeah, I can hear the phone ringing. I don't want to really lunch into a topic because I want to grab these calls that are coming through.
This one should be Pat.
Okay.
We'll try it again, Pat.
Hello, Pat.
Poor Pat.
How many times has he tried, do you think?
A lot. And there's more coming. I'm picking him up.
Okay, well, where's Pat?
Hello?
Nope.
Well, we've never had this.
Hi, Pat. Calls. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you. We know Pat from Arizona.
Thank you, Patrick. Yes, our phones are overwhelmed. We don't have a system.
I can
system
hear
for
ringing in the background. Well, I'll talk until someone comes through.
Okay, all right.
Lenny, you were asking about meals. And, yes, we do have a central place where we cook and provide meals for everybody. So our residents get three meals a day.
That's awesome.
And they get clothing. They get a clothing voucher if they need clothing through the thrift store. We also have a clothing closet on the premises. But sometimes that's just hard to get the right sizes for everybody.
Yeah.
So they do get access to the thrift store. So thanks for asking that.
Do you get the clothes for the closet from the thrift store? Because
yes and no.
I'm donating. I know you need men's clothes. I've been donating a bunch of beautiful men's clothes to the thrift store. If you need them for your closet, I'll bring them there.
Yeah, it's kind of catch 22, 50-50, because if we don't have their size and they need clothes, they'll go to the thrift store and get something.
Right, but it would be helpful actually to maybe have some stuff in our closet because
it's
thrift
kinda
store
slim.
kinda fluctuates. So
I brought that up for our listeners as well.
Yes,
men's clothing is always needed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've noticed
all sizes too.
Yeah,
you know, we need all
and
sizes.
Women shop a lot more than men.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah. You know.
Well, women donate their clothes more than men, so there's always
that's because we only have
two racks of men's clothes and there's five of the women.
Pants, one pair of shoes.
We did get donations. We got a huge donation of men's pants, and they were all the same size. So,
can anybody hear me?
Yay!
Hey,
we
who's
can
that?
Hear you.
Oh my God! How funny is that? I've been listening to the show. I'm like, go to go because the last time I called, nobody could hear me.
We could
I'm
not like, hear you every time you called.
Oh, yeah, it was like seven times. I was pretty persistent.
Thank you for hanging in there. This is
Patrick, right? So no, I just wanted to call and say Jennifer called me and said this was your last show, and I wanted to wish you guys farewell. I know that you guys have absolutely, most definitely, probably touched many lives. You had a great show, and how your wisdom and your insight on life and relationships is pretty impressive. And so, congratulations on that.
Thank you so much for that, and thank you for listening, Patrick. It's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Thanks for being persistent.
Yeah, thank you for being persistent. Your voice came through. Can anybody hear me?
I know it's a long story, but anyway, I wanted to say hi to everybody, and hopefully, I get to see you guys again soon. And
be awesome.
Yeah,
and,
come on up and see us.
Yep, and congratulations on Jennifer's next chapter.
Yeah.
I know that she's so excited about that.
Coming out, and I'll see if we can get us up in the ultralight.
We feel very lucky to have her on board with us.
For sure.
For sure. She's
amazing.
She's great.
Amazing.
She's great. And Lenny, congratulations on your water skiing. My Lord, that's great. That takes a lot of courage, I'll tell you what. I want pictures, and it's inspiring.
Well, I'm not going to climb to the top of the pyramid like I used to and hold the American flag, but if I can just slalom ski back and forth across the wake without getting a whiplash, I'll be a happy girl.
Good for you.
Well, you know, good that would you. Be amazing.
Yeah. We'll all be there cheering her on.
Thank you,
and
Pat.
And collecting her if she...
When you come, we'll take you out on the boat, take you fishing, my friend.
Hey, I've water skied once in my day, but, it's been a while, so...
Well, I'll get you up.
She'll get you. So...
All right.
Thanks
well,
for calling,
congratulations
Patrick.
On your new live program and everything, and, hope to see you guys soon.
Well, thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
You know, now that he reminds... I just thought of something. Jennifer, I've been doing Jennifer's laundry, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And, Chinese laundry.
Yes, and the place is called Something Wong. And
Something Wong.
Yeah, Something Wong with your laundry.
Something Wong with
Wong. She suggested I open a Chinese laundromat.
Well, you could put that in the back of the.
What's the difference between a Chinese laundromat and other laundromat?
Well, you've heard of an
ancient Chinese secret.
Yeah.
Chinese secret. Confucius secret. Oh,
that
where were
is
we?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
That is.
Well, I think people gave up. The phone slowed
down. Yeah.
Something Wong with Washa.
Something Wong with Washa. I just found her laundry from 2 weeks ago. I forgot to wash. I'm not good.
Now, there's a story as to why Ron does.
Is there?
Yes. Because she cuts your hair.
Oh,
it's a trade-off.
She cuts
your hair in exchange. You do her laundry. And
exactly.
Good, because we're going to keep her very busy.
Oh, yeah.
At the New Life Discovery Project, and her position is, she's going to knock it out of the park for us. We're excited to have her on board.
And, you know, Chinese laundry is very
we still
well
laundry?
Known.
I'm like, how what?
I just
segued us off that topic.
You could open a restaurant and have the Chinese laundry in the back.
You know, that's a really good idea.
Chinese laundry in a fire pole.
Chinese fire drill. Walk softly,
Chinese
Gary.
Red light.
Walk softly, carry big chops.
This is no longer my show.
All right, let's pick on somebody else here. No, really.
You brought it up.
I know. She did. So. Jennifer over there brought it up.
All right.
All right, so we have about 3 minutes. So what are we going to talk about here now? Oh,
well,
a phone
call. I hear the phone ringing, so if we can just kind of, you know, drag this out a few minutes. Yeah. But really, I mean, we had no plan for tonight other than just talking about what's next.
I think they can tell.
Yes.
Well, enough talk about you. Let's talk about me some more.
Okay.
Want to?
Yeah.
Talk about you some more.
Of course, until somebody gets on the line.
Oh. I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Can you say, we'll miss you, Al.
Who's that?
We'll miss you, Al.
Hi. Who's on the line?
Layla Chapman.
Oh, my daughter called.
Oh, Layla. Oh, she's precious. We're going to miss having you in the studio.
We'll see you again when we're back.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I didn't know she was going to call.
That is so sweet. Oh, all I heard was, I miss you.
We must have made a great impression on her when she was here.
Well, my wife listens every now and again, so she must have wanted to call tonight.
That's so sweet.
Very
precious.
Sweet.
What a sweetheart, boy. She's.
We even have little ones, our fan club.
Yeah.
Pretty expensive fan club.
Yeah, pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Yep, crib to dead.
So I don't know. I got nothing. I mean, you guys know what I'm doing. I'm going to be, working with this crew in here.
Right.
We're going to be working together, but just not in the studio for a minute.
Working with the crew in here?
This group.
Oh.
Lenny.
What?
You've used up your nickels. Knock it off.
I can't believe the phone was ringing like crazy.
I'm just teasing.
If you haven't
Lenny's
noticed.
Great. She's got good one-liners.
Yeah, well, you know, if you haven't noticed, we all have a great sense of humor here.
Actually, I do not. I just know good humor when I hear it, and I laugh a lot. But honestly,
she even laughs at my jokes.
If I'm funny, it's an accident.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's why you're funny.
Yes, I'm not the kind of person that has those witty comebacks. I wish I was. Now, my brother-in-law? Oh my
well,
God! Funniest person.
It's been a great
ever
show.
Met. And he's
are we finished?
We have
four
about.
We have a few seconds.
Oh, tell us about Jen. I don't know anything. What's Jen doing?
Well, I've only said it like 6 times. Jennifer is joining us. She's going to be the supervisor at our program for our IOP. IOP stands for Intensive Outpatient Programming.
There you go. Thank
so
you.
So we talked about that, but
oh.
maybe
well.
we did. I thought I did. Well, I just well, anyway, yeah, I thought about it out said. Loud. She is going to take over intensive outpatient for drug and alcohol counseling. She's going to lead that. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to just everybody.
The tip of that. So thank you so much.
We launched our careers.
To everyone.
Yep. Thank you so much. And we will catch up with
been
you.
It's been a great almost 2 years.
We'll let you know when we come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't be long.
Okay.
Won't be long.
Okay.